It's Wednesday, October 6th, AD 2021. This is The World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A new report by Pew Research found that Christians experienced harassment in more countries than other religious groups in 2019. Christians faced the most persecution in the Middle East, North Africa region, and the Asia-Pacific region. The percentage of countries with high levels of government restrictions on religion reached a peak of 29% in 2019, up from 20% in 2007. However, the number of countries with social hostilities to religion and countries with religion-related terrorist attacks continued to fall. The most restrictive nations in the study were Egypt, India, Pakistan, Nigeria, and Russia. 39-year-old conservative Catholic Dominic Perrottet won a landslide victory to become the 46th Premier of New South Wales, Australia's most populous state. This comes after former Premier Gladys Berejiklian suddenly resigned in the face of a corruption investigation. Perrottet said one of his goals will be to reopen the economy in a country that has faced strict COVID lockdowns. Perrottet has opposed faux homosexual marriage, gender-neutral language, abortion, and climate change agendas. An Indiana music teacher is taking his religious freedom case to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit. Brownsburg Community School Corporation forced John Kluge, an orchestra teacher, to resign over his refusal to use the wrong pronoun for gender-confused students. The school initially granted Kluge's religious accommodation request to call students by their last names only. After a year, though, some teachers and students complained, and the school reversed their decision despite Kluge's Christian beliefs. On Monday, the Biden administration reversed Trump administration policy and restored abortion funding through the Title X program. Under the Title X program, the federal government provides family planning funding for low-income families. The Trump administration barred that funding from going to groups that murder or promote the murder of unborn babies. As a result, Planned Parenthood lost $60 million in annual funding. Under the guise of restoring, quote, access to equitable, affordable, client-centered, quality family planning services, end quote, Biden is bringing back the abortion funding. Former Facebook employee Frances Haugen went on 60 Minutes this week, announcing she was the whistleblower who recently exposed the tech giant's abuse of power. The Wall Street Journal published Haugen's findings that Facebook shields millions of high-profile accounts from its normal rules of behavior, poses a mental health threat to teenage girls through its photo app Instagram, and uses algorithms that stoked anger and enmity between users.
The thing I saw at Facebook over and over again was there were conflicts of interest between what was good for the public and what was good for Facebook. And Facebook over and over again chose to optimize for its own interests, like making more money.
On Tuesday, Haugen called for congressional action while testifying before the Senate Commerce Subcommittee on Consumer Protection.
I'm here today because I believe Facebook's products harm children, stoke division, and weaken our democracy. The company's leadership knows how to make Facebook and Instagram safer, but won't make the necessary changes because they have put their astronomical profits before people.
Proverbs 13 verses 10 and 11 says, "By pride comes nothing but strife, but with the well-advised is wisdom. Wealth gained by dishonesty will be diminished, but he who gathers by labor will increase." Data leaked from Facebook shows the company's controversial user engagement algorithm allowed so-called troll farms to reach nearly half of Americans. Because of the algorithm, 19 out of 20 of Facebook's top pages for U.S. Christians were actually run by Eastern European troll farms and reached 75 million users per month. MIT Technology Review explains that troll farms are, quote, professionalized groups that work in a coordinated fashion to post provocative content, often propaganda, to social networks, end quote. The leaked report by former Facebook data scientist Jeff Allen stated, quote, "Our platform has given the largest voice in the Christian American community to a handful of bad actors who, based on their media production practices, have never been to church, end quote. Pat Robertson, the 91-year-old founder of the Christian Broadcasting Network, is stepping down from his role as the controversial daily host of the 700 Club after 60 years of television ministry.
Well, it's been 60 wonderful years, and at this point, I think it's time for me to make the announcement that I will no longer be the host of the 700 Club after, I think, 54 years of hosting the program. I thank God for everyone that's been involved, but I want you to know that at this point, I'm stepping down. I told Gordon that he will be taking over as host. It's been a great run.
In light of the 60th anniversary, CBN released a documentary narrated by Christian actor Kevin Sorbo entitled The CBN Story. And finally, U.S. scientists David Julius and Artem Patapushin won the 2021 Nobel Prize in Medicine for their discoveries of receptors for temperature and touch. The scientists explain the molecular basis for how people can sense heat, cold, and mechanical force. Their discoveries could lead to new ways to treat chronic pain and heart disease. Psalm 139, verse 14 says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." And that's The World View in 5 minutes on this Wednesday, October 6th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.